This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, money really doesn't matter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab on RB English Radio. And so the title is Money Doesn't Really Matter. And obviously as a Muslim, this is something we should, in a sense, wholeheartedly agree with. And because obviously our whole way of life, our thought processes, our sort of goals, our desires should be directed towards the afterlife, towards the next world, the permanent world, and not just be caught up with these very temporary material things which we desire, and maybe we get them and then we're not happy with them and then we want the next thing. So they're very fleeting things. But there are cases in which people sort of go even beyond that in this idea that money really doesn't matter. So there's a beautiful little sort of story about His Eminence the Sayyid, one of our most famous martyrs. For example, so he for a long time didn't actually own a house. And then he did actually start to, he had purchased a house and he was sort of paying for it in installments. And then what happened was that the office that contained the file with the proof for all the repayments he had made was actually bombed. So obviously, normally we just, obviously we'd probably have kept a record of it, and we just say to the to the bank or whoever was receiving the repayments, we just say, okay, look, this is what I've been sending you. We'll just tally this up and double check this, because his file had actually gone. But what the sayer did was, and this is what I mean by going over and above this, totally beyond this, almost money doesn't matter. He told them that he'd actually start paying back the whole sum from the beginning, because obviously the file had gone. There was no proof that existed. So obviously he decided, it was just money, and he just wanted to pay it back from the beginning again. Welcome back. This is A to Z and RB English Radio. And so obviously I'm talking about this idea that money is just money. Money doesn't really matter. We can't take it with us. And obviously there are some people who have a particular sense of justice and piety, and they're extremely modest. So for example, His Eminence the Sayyid, who, even though he'd repaid lot of the money towards the purchase of a house, when that file disappeared in the bombing of the office, he decided to pay everything back from the beginning because the proof had gone. And this obviously is an expression of also this total detachment from money. Because obviously this money had no meaning, so it meant nothing whether that money, for example, would remain in his bank account, or he just pay that money to pay off basically the second time maybe for the house. So it had no meaning other than it should just go. And I think just today one of our teachers was talking about this, and this is obviously also interesting, one way in which we can be tested, because it's one thing having no assets, no money. And then, of course, we can't sort of dispense of the money and really show how little the money means. But for those people who, for example, like the Sayyid and other pure-hearted people, other martyrs, or indeed some of the imams, if we have assets and we so easily give them away, in a sense, especially when we're giving them away just for the benefit of the ummah, for Islam, then that's where really this test lies. How deep is our piety? How great is our generosity? And so inshallah, we can all take some of that on board. And I pray that you gain some extra points, insights from today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on RB English Radio. And farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.